Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. I have some similar comments that have already been made by other delegations, but I think it's still worthwhile going through. Very much in line with the comments that had been made by Norway, I'm not sure what adding the word should achieves at the beginning of paragraph 38. As we said, many of the commitments that follow in this section are already prohibited under IHL, so making them optional is not an acceptable approach for my delegation. What we do by including the word should here makes it a take or leave it approach, and I agree entirely with you, Mr. Chair, that the earlier clarifications in the document remove the necessity of including that word here, and I want to add that this goes for paragraph 39 as well as paragraph 38. I also want to agree entirely with the comments from the distinguished ambassador from Switzerland that paragraphs 38 and 39 are at the heart of the document and the work of the GGE over the last 5 years, and that we should be making every effort and extending and using every single minute available to us to produce a concrete result that moves us forward in a meaningful way. That doesn't simply reiterate the general obligation that we all have under the CCW as it stands. With regard, Mr. Chair, to paragraph 38B, my delegation is surprised to see the reinsertion of the language here referring to systems that are, quote, designed to be used to conduct attacks outside a responsible chain of human command and control. We've had very long discussions on this issue already. It's, for my delegation, something of a fantasy to think that there are any weapon systems or any autonomous function of any weapon system that would ever be actively designed at a blueprint stage of development to be used outside of a responsible chain of human command and control. Consensus is, of course, a rather precious thing in this room and is often very elusive as well. However, the one thing that has been repeated verbatim over the last number of years in this GGE is that no military would ever want or set out to design a system that it cannot control. I'd like to ask through you, Mr. Chair, if there's any delegation that can explain to the GGE why we cannot simply expressly say that it is not acceptable to use a weapon system that cannot be used within a responsible chain of human command and control. Because, frankly, my delegation will find it very difficult to agree to something that we do not understand. As a fix, perhaps we could say its autonomous functions are designed or may be used to conduct attacks outside a responsible chain of human command and control. I recognise the Swiss proposal as well as a useful one, but or are used is quite active, and if we read the chapeau with that language, it might suggest that we are currently, or there could be a situation where they are currently being used in that way, which I don't think is the intention, but I don't think would be acceptable. In paragraph 38C, my delegation had almost exactly the same comments as the delegation of Switzerland, that we should not be limiting the paragraphs solely to incidental harm. I think both proposals from Switzerland and the UK offer very useful solutions. Again, I had a language proposal, but I don't want to add to the noise in this text on screen exercise that we're currently going through, and simply would like to say that I think we can go along with either solution that's been proposed as long as we do not limit the paragraph to incidental loss of life here. That is the critical thing for my delegation. I'd also like to reserve my delegation's position on 39 and some of the other proposals that have been made, and may revisit them during this conversation if that's all right, Mr. Chair. Thank you. I'll leave it there for now.